Thank you so much for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzek, and I made an error. The boat parade, I believe, is the 22nd of December.
Yep, December 22nd.
And joining us this morning to tell us more about the boat parade, we have Scott Brainerd and Steve Rydeen. Good morning. And the boat parade's a couple weeks away, but now is the time to get your boats ready, I guess.
Yep, it's decoration time.
Yeah, starting to see some decorations on some boats, so hopefully they'll be in the parade.
Yep, around our local harbors, you can see some of the boats getting lit up. Some sailboats got lights on them. Some of the bigger boats are getting lights on them. Santa's elves were working on the Harry Newell last night, so you might see lights on the fireboat now.
That's got a new home, too.
Yeah, over in Tom's Basin.
Who is organizing this? Sometimes there's an organization doing it. Sometimes it seems more like individuals who are just planning it.
It's organized through CPRO.
CPRO, okay.
Yeah. Dave Owings and George
Mahoney.
That they're the
kingpins.
The kingpins, the leaders of the parade. If people have questions or want to just make contact with George, his number is 907-617-2835. That's his cell number, and he can answer questions if people have questions that come along.
Do people need to register in advance to participate, or can they just show up?
They can just show up, but if they give him a courtesy call, it's nice to have a boat count for letting the Coast Guard know and just general awareness.
Do you know if there are rules on like how big or small the boat can be or anything?
Seaworthy.
Seaworthiness.
For the weather.
I would imagine that's
U.S. Coast Guard approved.
Depends also what we aren't going to know what the weather's going to be like yet. And it always is, as they say, weather permitting. So
correct.
This is on Saturday, December 22nd. What time?
We're going to muster at 4 p.m. at Peninsula Point, which is outside of Ward Cove. And then it heads south down through the Tongass Narrows at 4:30.
All right. Are there other things people need to know?
Good watching spots. And that would be Wolf Point and
Safeway parking lot.
Safeway parking lot and the Four Berths.
Those are all good spots.
Yep. And it heads from north, heads south through town, usually turns around near Saxman, is that correct?
Yes.
And then
yep.
kind of heads back. Some boats continue to circle in the channel for a while. Others just head back.
Some just do circles in the channel.
Or some just do circles in the channel, depending. And participation has been varied. Some years there's one boat, depending on the weather. And other years there have been quite a few. It seemed like it was pretty crowded last year.
I believe 24 boats last
24
year.
Boats last year.
Very impressive.
And the three previous years there was two.
Yeah.
Three. One. Varies.
Any sense, was it that weather-related, or was it just...
Yes, it's usually weather-related.
One of them was weather-related. We've been trying to build the interest on it for the last few years, so...
And a lot of it is getting the word out.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't
That's
hear
why
about
we're
it.
Here today.
Okay. So start getting your boats ready, and if you have questions, they would call CPRO, or you have some numbers there that they should call.
Yep, or they can call George at 617-2835, or Steve Rydeen at 254-4145.
They put you on the list.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the crowds along the
shoreline
along the shorelines have been getting bigger and bigger, and it's a lot of fun. They flash their lights at us and honk their horns, and you can hear some of the music they're playing, and it's almost interactive with the boats.
It was a good time last year.
Yeah.
It was cold, but it was clear, so.
Yes, I recall. I'm not in a viewing spot, so to speak. If I walk up the street and look over a rail, I actually have a pretty good view from that. And I kind of forgot about the boat parade, but then I heard people honking and things. And so I went outside, what's going on? And then I just saw these boats going by, and it was pretty impressive. There were quite a few.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's a good community event.
Airport ferries talking about being in it again, Coast Guard and Fireboat, CPRO, and some other private boats are talking about it. So hopefully we'll have good weather.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to mention?
Be there, be square.
Yep.
Okay.
Go out and have some fun.
Great. Thank you so much. Scott Brainerd and Steve Rydeen. Again, if you have questions about the boat parade, sounds like you can check some of the posters around town. We'll post the phone number that was mentioned with this report on our website, but you can also contact CPRO. They're helping to run things.